This is Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. On today's program, the Fellowship's C.J. Burroughs shares one of our Heroes of the Holocaust stories called Rescuing a Rabbi in Buchenwald.
Born to a Christian family in Rostov, Russia, 16-year-old Fyodor Mikhailichenko was too sick to evacuate when the Nazis overran his city. The boy was arrested by the Gestapo and sentenced to forced labor. It was there where the few Jewish children who had survived death marches arrived. One of these children was 8-year-old Israel Meyer Lau, whose father, the rabbi of their town in Poland, and one of his brothers had been killed by the Nazis. Israel, his oldest brother Naftali, and their mother had survived those killings, only to be sent to Ravensbrück concentration camp. There, Mrs. Lau made the ultimate sacrifice, sending her youngest son with his big brother, ensuring that he had a chance to live. However, the boy's mother did not live, as she was selected to be killed. Israel and Naftali survived the death march, the older brother carrying the small boy on his back, but they were separated when they arrived in Buchenwald in 1943. Still, little Israel would find another protector in the children's barracks, Fyodor Mikhailichenko. Fyodor risked his own life to sneak out and steal potatoes, then secretly lit a small fire to cook them for Israel, keeping the boy nourished even as those around them starved. Israel never forgot. Fyodor the Russian looked after me like a father would for a son. I'll share more of their story next time on Heroes of the Holocaust.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments. Join us in following Yael Eckstein's teachings with our Holy Land Moments daily devotions. To sign up, visit holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca.